Park City High School Athletic Director Jamie Sheets explains that the Utah High School Activities Association class assignments are based on enrollment numbers.
The way 6A, 5A, and 4A are determined is by the senior-junior populations. Put those two numbers together, and remember, you're going off of a previous number, so the kids that are seniors this year, they're getting counted, but they're going to be gone during the next alignment. But yeah, it's primarily by enrollment.
Park City High School has competed in Region 11 in the 4A class since the fall of 2017. Sheets was on the UHSAA's realignment committee last year.
We met four times to discuss procedures and protocols and then pass that on to the BOT, which then looks at the numbers, puts it all together, and makes the final decisions. For that, in that first consideration that was put out a few weeks back in November, we were listed in the top of 4A as what's called a bubble school, meaning we were within 5% of the top school that was listed in 4A, which was Stansbury. We've had quite a bit of success at the high school with the extracurricular programs. I think everybody pretty much knows that. It was about time to have the conversation to look at the opportunity to maybe move up a class, maybe cut some travel down a little bit, keep some kids in class longer, get them home earlier.
Sheets reports he met with Principal Arbabi and the rest of the administration to discuss which class they preferred.
Discuss the pros and cons of what that would mean if we asked to go 5A, because as a bubble school, we were asked to declare right after Thanksgiving what our preference would be for class, and we're allowed to make that preference. We can't say we want to be in this region or that region, but we can say what class we'd be in. We quickly had a meeting the week before Thanksgiving during two lunches with the students. I asked them their opinions. I showed them a few scenarios of what that might look like. Then we had a meeting with the parents as well to kind of discuss the scenarios. And it was, I'm not going to say it was unanimous, but it was pretty close heavily to say, no, we want to go 5A.
Although Sheets says they preferred to be in Region 6, which contains schools in the Salt Lake Valley East Bench, Park City was assigned to compete in Region 5. The assignment came on Thursday evening after two public hearings by the Utah High School Activities Association Board. Region opponents will include Woodcross, Bonneville, Viewmont, Farmington, Bountiful, and Box Elder.
So you're really looking at a much tighter area for 5A. Our teams pretty much already play all those 5A teams in non-region schedules. They feel they can compete with them. The students felt very positive about making the jump. Neither the kids nor the parents shied away from a little bit better competition.
Park City will remain in 4A for football. South Summit High School will move to 3A in football and remain in 3A for all other sports. Wasatch remains in 5A, and North Summit will remain in 2A. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.